This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Is this a publicity stunt? Is this a joke?
What do you mean?
Have you not seen the story that Bill Murray is dating Khalees?
What?
That can't be real.
No.
That can't be real. He's 72, she's 43. It just cannot be real. I saw this twice yesterday.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's got to be a joke.
It's got to be a hoax. Ain't no.
He showed up to watch her perform at some festival in London last weekend.
What?
He was also spotted supporting her at some other performances.
What?
And people are saying the pair have been getting close for a while after meeting for the first time in the United States.
Khalees.
No way.
Khalees.
Yes, like my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
And Bill Murray's like, I'm better than y'all.
Like, what?
Whoa.
I can't process this. I don't know if I want to believe this, but...
I mean, how long has it been since Khalees' husband passed?
I don't know.
I thought Khalees had retired from music.
Her husband died? And I still remember her with Nas. That's how far back I go in Khalees' dating life.
Well, yeah. I remember hearing something about... Because she was living in Colombia, or is living in Colombia, something about the sort.
Okay.
And her and her husband had like a restaurant or something like that.
Oh, my
God. And then he just died suddenly, and it was so sad. But...
Well,
maybe. It's been a few years. I know that for sure, at least now.
It says they both share recent bereavements. Like,
mm-hmm.
he lost somebody and she lost somebody,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's been bonding them.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they have the fairly big age gap.
Listen.
Come on. No.
Hold on now. Maybe Bill Murray the next one to pop out a baby. Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe.
If
Bill and
no.
Khalees. Like,
no.
You know what? No, I talked myself into it. I'm here for it.
No, I am
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I am not here for it. Make it stop. Please. Khalees and Bill Murray.
Happy birthday to you.
What was that,
dog? Happy birthday to you.
Oh, no, which one was
happy
worse?
Birthday,
I mean, better.
Dear DZ. Happy birthday to you. I can't sing.
Thank you.
So I have to go low and high and then somewhere in the middle.
You just got to make it sound good. That's all.
It doesn't sound good, but happy birthday, DZ.
It did sound good. It sounded
Thanks.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Allie.
30 years old.
30 laps,
Woo!
Y'all. 30 laps. You know what I'm saying? We here.
Is your wife going to spank you 30 times tonight?
She might have already.
You've been naughty, DZ.
Stop it.
All right, it's DZ's.
She's the one to punch me in the arm 30 times.
Okay, fine.
30 looks.
If they're going to punch you in the arm 30 times.
Probably.
Maybe. Today is DZ's 30th birthday. And coming up next, not only are we going to discuss, but we have a big announcement.
Yeah, I got y'all a present, man.
You did?
I got y'all a present for my birthday.
I'm very, very excited about this. Okay, it's coming up next, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's time.
It is time.
It's time, everybody, for the big announcement on DZ's birthday.
It is, you know, it's my 30th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's, you know, a big one, mm-hmm. some might say. A lot of people feel like many of us don't make to see 30, and I feel blessed.
It's a huge, huge thing.
Yeah, and I definitely feel blessed to have made it 30 laps around the sun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That means my parents raised a good kid. You know,
obviously.
I'm doing what I can, at least.
Yes.
And now I have a family of my own. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. a beautiful wife, an amazing son, and man, I got a quick announcement, too. For my birthday, I think it's only right that I let y'all know we growing a family, y'all. We got another baby on the way.
We're having a baby.
A little birthday present, man. You know, so figured I'd tell everybody that we got a youngin' coming, man. We got baby. Baby Z number 2.
Congratulations to you and Aaron.
Yeah, thank you. Yo, thank you, man. Wife is out here pregnant and beautiful as ever, man.
How pregnant is Aaron right now?
4 months right now.
At my birthday a month ago, she came out and she was telling people.
Yeah.
And I was like,
man,
I didn't know you guys were telling people.
And I turned and said, I didn't either, dog. We out here just slipping, huh?
Aaron got through the first trimester and she was ready to tell people, right?
We don't necessarily mind telling people.
Yeah.
We're just not gung-ho about telling people immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm superstitious to where I wait those 3 months, like, because so much can happen, right? That I like to give it that time to breathe, man. And as soon as it got that time to breathe, we told family, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and... Now we telling everybody, man. Now we telling the rest of the fam.
DZ's having a baby, everybody.
We got number two on the way. So if you're wondering why I'm really stressing about finding a house, now you know.
the stress got even higher when you learned Aaron was pregnant.
100%. It was like, oh, now we need,
Were you shocked?
Not necessarily shocked.
Were you trying?
No, not trying, but we weren't not. You feel me? Mm-hmm. We weren't not trying, and the way marriages work, once you got it, you good.
Do you know what it is, and are you going to tell everybody?
We're probably not going to tell people.
Fair.
A couple people, maybe.
What about the name?
No, definitely not the name.
Dang it.
Nah, we ain't sharing no name.
What's the name going to be?
I might tell you the name on the side.
Okay.
My wife is picking names left and right. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at one. Not mm-hmm. I'll be completely dry, 100%. I'm focused on a house
right
now.
You're thinking about money and houses.
Let's find a house, and then we'll find a name.
You're doing the guy, like, provider role right now, where you're like, I've got to protect my family, I've got to get the house, I've got to do this.
I guess.
And Aaron's like, we need a name. And what's the gender going to be?
Right. Hey, maybe. Yeah, because I mean, she sent me a few names and I haven't liked them at all.
Mm.
You know, not all of them at least. There's a few that might work out, but I don't know. We'll get there. We got one of the names picked out.
Okay.
One of the names for sure. The middle name is boom, decided on. And of course, the last name.
What's the middle name?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You'll find out when the baby's here. Y'all are lucky we're even saying we're pregnant. I'm really the type that I won't say a word.
It's true. You didn't even want to announce it. And I was like, come on, man.
And then Aaron was like, come on, man. And my mama was like, come on, man. My little sister, come on, man.
How are we not going to share this with the listeners? You're on a fun journey right now.
We're sharing it. We are on a fun journey. It's a beautiful journey. And we're adding to the family. We're only expanding, man. It's up from here.
So if you missed it, today is DZ's 30th birthday. And he announced him and his wife, Aaron, are having their second baby. Woo!
Girl on the fam. We got a kiss baby on the way.
I can't wait to babysit and then give it right back to you.
Oh, no. You are excited enough to where now you get to babysit whenever you want.
I'm in.
AKA whenever we need it.
Hand the kids over. I got no babies anymore. Hand them over.
You got two terrors coming your way because they're my seeds, so they're going to definitely be reckless regardless.
You're right. They're yours. They're going to be nuts, aren't
they?
They're
going to be out here.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry in advance.
Okay, well, I'm very happy for you, and I'm very excited about this announcement. We're going to talk about this all morning. So,
DZ's
birthday. And DZ and his wife are having a second baby.
The
big announcement we got today. We're going to take your calls and texts next because I know people want to talk to you and congratulate you and say, they're going to have to be like, is it happy birthday or congrats? It's both.
It's both, I guess.
Both.
I mean, we got a wepa in the womb.
Mm-hmm. Got a wepa. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. DZ and his wife are having a baby. Big announcement. Friday morning on the show. Starting it right. Kiss
oh, yeah.
FM.
Due in November.
Okay, so I was on the phone. My bad. It's a big day around here, okay?
Listen, it is a big day. We got a lot of things going on and plenty of people want to holla at us.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We just found out DZ's wife is pregnant with their second baby.
How come she's the only one pregnant? I'm pregnant too. We both pregnant.
Fine, you're both pregnant.
She's just the only one carrying.
She's doing all the work.
She's doing all the work.
Her body is building a human being right now.
That's crazy to me, man. She got a brain developing inside of her stomach.
She's growing a human. It's crazy.
Literally.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
And we also found out, it's your 30th birthday, and the baby's due in November.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and talk to our listeners who are dying to talk to you. We'll start with the OG in Calabama this morning. Hit the theme song, Ryan in Calabama. Well, you can tell everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. I ain't the man today. The man today, CZ. Happy 30th, bro!
Wepa! Thank you, man.
Oh, man. Congrats day. That's what it is. It's congrats day. You got some second one on the way. I am so pumped to become another uncle.
I joined the club, the 30 club and the multiple kid club.
Exactly, man.
It's a big day
You're
for
ready
you.
For them sleepless nights again,
boy.
Man. They're coming, boy.
Boy, you already know, man. But I appreciate you, Ryan. You already know. You the man for all them well wishes, man. Love, bro. Thank you.
Dude, anytime you need a babysitter, I'm down for watching a baby. Anytime, man.
Got
I got the baby fever going.
Y'all
so.
Think I'm not making a list, okay? Allie, Ryan, y'all are at it.
Serious.
Y'all
we'll,
are at
we'll
it.
Teach, we'll teach the little ones how to ride the goats and take care of the chickens and pick the eggs, man.
How
we'll
to
do
ride
it all. ball down in Calabama, man.
Somebody got to do it because I ain't going to touch
somebody.
Him.
I'm so pumped for you, and I'm
Let's
so
go.
Happy on your 30th, man.
Let's
Can't
go,
wait.
Man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No
that's
problem,
all, that's
man.
All I can say is thank you, bro, for real.
I'm so glad that you decided to announce it, because DZ was on this like rant, this like tangent for a little bit where he was like, I don't know. We don't need to talk about it. I'm like, we don't need to talk about it. Your wife's having a baby. This is exciting.
I just feel like there's bigger news out there.
There's not bigger news.
What do you mean? There's no bigger news than that.
No, there's
Come
not.
Come on, man.
What is there bigger
You're
news?
You're expanding the family.
This is our show. What do you mean nobody wants to know you're having a kid? Of course
I know.
They
I'm,
know.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Crazy,
there, there was no bigger news. But y'all know me. I got to wait. I got to give it some time to breathe. You
had
know?
To process.
Now you got
to
process. All the love come out. All the love's coming
That's
towards
right.
you now, man.
That's right, man. All the love, all the well wishes, and I appreciate it. Because right now, right. Right now, we need it. We need all that positive energy,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh yeah, you do. Looking for a house is not an easy task right now. You
that
know?
Part. So. That part.
I feel a lot of pressure. Well, thanks for calling, Ryan.
Not a problem, guys. Happy birthday once again. Much love. Appreciate y'all.
Love, man. We'll appreciate you
later.
Back. You did. Yeah, we'll talk to you later, bro.
All right. Rachel's Bye. On 8, and I said, "Do you want to talk to DZ?" And she said, "Well, it's my daughter's birthday."
Hey.
So I don't know if that means she wants to say happy birthday to you or just her daughter.
Oh, it's happy birthday to her daughter. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
There's my daughter right here, too.
Hi. Happy
Hi, birthday,
daughter.
DZ.
Happy birthday, daughter.
I hope the daughter's not pregnant.
No, she's 11.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Good.
Awkward.
So we're on the way to school right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So
what's the daughter's name? I don't even know.
Daughter.
Malia.
Malia. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Malia. Mm-hmm. Turned 11. Look at you getting grown mm-hmm. out here. You know what was crazy? Is she still in school? I never had a school or birthday in school.
Oh, today's my kid's last day, too.
Yeah, school always let out. So she lucky.
She
Are you
lucky.
Bringing in any treats, Malia? What's the word? What you doing? Are you saving them for later?
We're saving them for later.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The way to live.
Well, happy birthday, Malia. Thanks for calling in, Rachel.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Saucy Sandra's on 3, and she's going to be a ball of funny. I just know it because
she
always
different.
Is. She's very different. Saucy Sandra, good morning.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Saucy, good morning.
How are you, my friend? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And even bigger congratulations. But wait a second. We all asked you at Ryan's party why you were moving and what the beats were. You didn't tell us.
Ow.
But congratulations anyway.
What? That's not the whole reason they're moving. They were forced to.
Well, y'all got to get a bigger house.
That is
you
true.
Said, well, you know, we need this bigger house.
There's a few things going on. Saucy, I ain't even going to lie. I feel like I might have made a joke in an inclination. And I don't know if you were right next to us or if you were already playing volleyball, but I think I did say something. You might have just missed it. That ain't my fault, Saucy. That ain't my fault, Saucy.
What did you say?
Well, somebody just made a joke about it, and I was just like, well, maybe we are expecting. Ha, ha,
oh,
ha,
but
ha.
Nobody took it seriously.
Hey, that's y'all fault. That's y'all fault. Technically, I already announced it on the show. I was just said it jokingly.
Yeah, that would have just went over my head. You know me. You got to be direct with me. Otherwise, I have no idea.
Same, Sandra. Same. Like, your jokes mean nothing
seriously.
Well, I'm being dead serious when I say I'm 30 and we got another baby on the way, y'all. Hey!
30 and new babies.
This is exciting.
But it's okay because y'all aren't outnumbered yet. Once you get outnumbered, that's when it's really hard.
Yep. True. Then you ain't got that extra hand to keep up.
I love how we talk about kids. We're like, you're fine now, but next one, you are screwed.
Who said we're having the next one?
Screwed, baby.
Saucy, we appreciate you. I appreciate you. My family appreciates you.
No problem. And I'm weighing in on Am I the Jerk, and I haven't even heard it yet, but I heard the clip for it, and I'm just saying, you are not the jerk and don't have to be Captain Save-A-Hole.
Ooh!
So don't do that.
Am I the Jerk's going to be good.
Ooh,
yes, it is.
Saucy, we're going to talk to you again then,
Yeah.
All right, Saucy, we appreciate
you. She said Captain Save-A-Hole.
Love, Saucy. Bye.
Bye. All right, we're out of time. We're going to take the other calls off the air. We just have to because I know people want to talk to you, but it is official. It's DZ's 30th birthday, and him and his wife. wife announced this morning they're having a second baby.
Wepa in the womb, y'all.
Woo!
Hey.
Congrats. It's your birthday.
I feel old.
You are old. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm past my prime. I know.
You're not. Happy 30th birthday, DZ.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Gracias.
Congratulations on the big news this morning that you and your wife are expecting a second baby.
Baby number two on the way.
Woo! I love it. We're having a baby.
Rock-a-bye, babe.
How does your wife feel when I say it like that? We're having a baby, the three of us.
She loves it because that means you definitely babysitting.
I am so in. Sammy and the baby, I'll take them.
I know.
It's going to trigger all the trauma from when my kids were little, but boy, am I going to love them like my own. Let
You're
me tell
here for
you.
It.
Kids are work, but it's so like those moments. You know how it is with parenting.
Yeah.
It's those moments where you're just happy.
I had a few moments yesterday when I was just happy. He was having a tough time. He just wasn't happy. But when he like only wanted to embrace you and hug up on you, even though he was crying, it was like, oh man, I just want you to stop crying though, please.
Aw, well, you're going to have two now. Get ready.
Oof, one on each arm, huh?
Two in November.
Going to be double-fisting babies pretty soon.
So excited for you guys. Okay, let's talk about what's up this weekend.
What's the word?
Because all I want to talk about is the baby everybody's having.
What's up this weekend? Aaron's pregnant,
everybody. What's up this weekend? Brought to you by Wendy's. Order a Baconator with Wendy's late night. Open till midnight or later. Hours may vary. And I know they're open late because I always roll through when it's late at night and I need food.
Uh-huh. Slide by like, yep. Ooh.
A lot of big things going on this weekend. We've got Wisconsin Fest at the Rave with T-Pain.
Oh, that's right. It's the second Wisconsin Fest. Wisconsin University in the house.
They did it last year for the first time. It was a huge success.
Yeah.
T-Pain showed up. And now this year it's even bigger, like Chance the Rapper's coming. And the lineup is getting better every year.
Now it's basically a festival, right?
It is.
And he does a great job at still bringing local acts too, because there's going to be some local folk in the building. Big ups, DJ Mondo. You're going to be out here like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're from the area between here and Madison, you've heard the name before. You've seen the man. Speaking of, you know, some other things going on, you know, Summerfest and State Fair and all these things, like he been around the block.
Oh, he'll be at those. Well,
with T-Pain.
T-Pain is the star. No offense,
oh, yeah, well,
DJ
T-Pain
Mondo
is the star, though.
T-Pain's the one everybody knows.
T-Pain's the one bringing everybody together. Yeah. He's the figurehead. He's the ringleader, if you will, of the circus.
In Wisconsin. We all know the song. Wisconsin Fest is this weekend. Polish Fest is this weekend. Locust Street Feast. Why can't I say that?
Locust
Street Festival.
Festival.
Oh my God, was that a mouthful?
Let's say it together.
Locust Street Festival. Oh my goodness.
It's okay. Listen, we're getting through today.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, there's some of the things happening this weekend. Whatever you do, enjoy. And happy birthday, DZ.
Appreciate you, G.
Coming up next, it's What Would DZ Do? And we're going to help you with a birthday issue. DZ's having his own birthday issue.
I do got a birthday dilemma.
It's not really a dilemma, but everyone's going to have something to say about this next. Trust me.
I hope so.
Kiss FM.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, it's DZ's 30th birthday. Happy birthday, friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And you announced this morning you and Aaron are having your second baby.
That's right. Even bigger news.
Exciting stuff. I'm very excited about this baby coming in November. And you've recently talked about how you're looking for a new house.
Mm-hmm. So we got a lot going on, y'all.
Needless to say. You're broke.
Very, very much so broke.
They're house hunting and they're looking for, or they're having a new kid.
Yeah.
They're broke.
Broke.
I'm just teasing.
There's like a little broke and there's a lot of broke. We a lot of broke right now.
It's
because we're doing
time.
A lot of saving. You know what I mean?
You got like, a lot going on.
Yeah.
Well, since you're broke mm-hmm. on your birthday, it mm-hmm. sounds so funny.
No, it's a real thing. I'm broke on my birthday. I'm birthday broke.
Everyone needs to today for What Would DZ Do? It's Where Should DZ Go?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like the spin.
Because we all know we get free stuff on your birthday.
Right?
I mean, Qdoba loves to message me every year and be like, surprise, free burrito.
Pull up on us. What up?
Say less. I'm pulling up. Chipotle does the same thing.
Qdoba does a free... Wait, what?
If you're part of their programs, yes.
I did not know this.
So, you need advice today on where to eat for free. What can you get for free? Where should DZ go?
I'm trying to take a victory lap as soon as I leave here and go and hit every spot that I get a list from to get free stuff at. Mm-hmm. I swear. I want to. I want it. Yeah. I want it. I need it.
We want to know everywhere you can go and get free stuff on your birthday today. We're not kidding. This is a great time for everyone to learn more about where we should go on our birthdays.
Yeah, no. This is not a drill. I need to know where the free stuff's at.
414-533-1 1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next, and we're going to talk about anywhere you want to suggest DZ should go to get something for free. It's got to be free. Don't call and say you get a discount. No. Where free. Do you get free stuff today on your birthday?
Where the free stuff at? I got my ID to prove it's my birthday, too.
That's right. What should DZ do, and where should DZ go on his 30th birthday to get free stuff? Because we love free stuff.
Love free stuff.
We'll take your calls next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I mean, if you're part of the rewards program at Ulta, you get double points on purchases today.
Oh my gosh! Good thing I am!
I couldn't resist. It's DZ's birthday, his 30th birthday, and today it's a where should DZ go for his birthday to get free stuff, because that's what we want to hear about. I'm just telling you. Allie's in Economowoc this morning. Good morning, Allie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. You know, feeling about 30.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate you. But what should I do? Where should I go? I need the freebies in my life today, and I don't mind making the drive or making a lap. You know, I want to hit them all.
Crumble cookies.
I heard crumble cookies.
I heard a crumble at the beginning of the conversation, and then all of a sudden, crumble cookies.
Yes.
Wait, what's the word with crumble cookies, Allie?
Say that one more time. My phone must be breaking up.
You said what? What's going on with crumble cookie? They give you a free cookie on your birthday or something?
Yeah, you get a free cookie on your birthday, but I think you have to be a rewards member.
Oh, hey, I can do that quick.
We can sign up for rewards programs all morning long.
All morning long.
That's not a problem.
Oh, we got time today.
And they better recognize.
Easy, do you like lemonade?
I love lemonade.
Okay, because they have a lemonade cookie this week, and it's amazing.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, so do you guys remember when they had like the little lemonade Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, those were my favorite.
Those are my favorite.
I loved the lemonade.
You liked the lemonade ones?
I like lemon flavored treats.
No
kidding. It's good. They're good. They're good.
No kidding.
Yeah, buddy.
All
citrus.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
crumble cookie went on the list.
Ding ding.
Appreciate you, Allie. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Have a great birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Lisa is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning. Happy birthday, DZ.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Where
better.
Should he go to get free stuff on his birthday? Let's just cut to the chase.
I was
going
to say, better once we know where I'm going. I'm making a map.
He can go to Starbucks.
See this.
But my wife will appreciate.
You got to be a rewards member, though. This is the problem with some of these. You have to sign up for their, like, you know, I said Qdoba will send me like a free burrito, but you have to be part of the rewards program. So you need to go on Starbucks and sign up for the rewards.
Download it.
And then
I can't use my wife's.
This is amazing.
I guess. Well, no, because it's going to have her birthday.
Oh, dang it.
And then you're going to get a complimentary drink or snack on your birthday.
Y'all know I'm about to download all these apps for my birthday and just delete them afterwards, right?
I'm fine with that.
That's okay.
No judgment. And he'll re-download them next year and he won't remember the password.
You know me so well. Oh, y'all got me numbered for real. Lisa, right. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm gonna give me a little
cup
of coffee.
Have a good day and happy birthday again.
You too. Have a good day and thank you, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's DZ's 30th birthday and big announcement. Him and his wife are having their second baby. We found out this morning. It's been a big day on this show.
Ooh.
Let's go to our regular Tony in Racine this morning. Tony, good morning.
Hey,
what's the word, Tony, man?
Happy birthday, DJ DZ.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, DJ DZ.
What should you get for free today, Tony?
I have the second best thing to free.
Oh.
I will treat you to a birthday lunch, breakfast, or dinner for the next one within 2 weeks.
And I got a 2 week range?
I'm coming. Move
sure.
over.
That way you can plan it. You can make it. You can get it. It don't matter.
Are you paying for me too?
Allie.
I mean, it all depends on what you're wearing.
Oh,
really? Okay. Oh,
no, he was talking to me. He said it all depends on what I'm wearing.
So, DZ.
Got him.
I mean, I normally dress up for women, but I'll make an exception.
Boy trying to put on a mascot suit. Uh-huh.
DZ, wear something
sexy. I know
you
like Spider-Man.
Oh. Wear something sexy to this.
Oh, come on now. Lace only, baby. Tony, hey, that's what's up, man. For real,
man.
It means a lot to me. I appreciate
you. It means a lot to me, too.
All three of us going to have to coordinate.
Hey, you know, I'm totally game. And with me working pretty much, I'm all over. So, because I'm a manager, so I just... I work from home a lot, so, and you got my messenger, so if you you find out what you guys want to eat, we'll meet up after the station, we'll go get some food.
All
I'm
right.
good.
Look at you.
How did I work myself into
Look at you
birthday?
Working into my birthday into birthday lunch.
I don't know how I did
Dang it.
It's because I'm a woman. It's because I have a vagina.
It's not even. It's because Tony got a big heart. That's
no,
why.
That's not why.
That's why. I mean, leave a man alone.
He does have a big heart, but it's also because I'm a woman.
I mean, it helps, right? Tony, really, man. Appreciate that for real, bro. Love, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. You enjoy your birthday and you let me know what's up.
I got
we'll
you.
We'll go eat.
I got you. We'll be in touch, man. Say less. We're going to Casablanca.
I appreciate it.
Yep. What? I heard All both right. steakhouse. I heard Carnivore.
Oh, hey, listen. We got a reservation. We there.
I heard Eddie Martini's.
Hey, you know what? Pay for your half.
Allie's trying to go somewhere big. I'm just trying to chill, you know?
I'm not bougie, so it don't matter. Like, you know, I'm easy.
Allie's trying to go somewhere with a dress code.
I'm not bougie either, but DZ was going to wear something sexy for you, so I know we should go somewhere
hey,
nice.
He's going to, I mean, we can all just go to Don's TV Repair because I ain't never been there neither.
Okay, I mean.
That sounds good. You know what? That sounds good. I think we're shaping this idea up, man. Right. We'll get to this. We'll lock it in, man. Appreciate
all right,
you, Tony.
Sounds good. You guys have a good day, man.
You too, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you later, man. All right. Yep. Love, man. Bye.
I feel like we just had a weird affair on the air there.
That was awkward. That was awkward, but it's Tony, so it's not as awkward because it's Tony.
It's not awkward with Tony, and we're going.
And I'm wearing some sexy for him too. You better believe it.
Last but not least, Riley's in Burlington. Riley, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Riley.
What do you want to tell DZ to go get for free on his birthday?
Okay, so if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you can get a free donut on your birthday.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Show up with your ID, sign up for the rewards program through the app. I know.
That's, well, look at you.
Trust me, I know.
Look at you, said spokesperson. What's up?
Awesome.
Okay, hey, listen, Starbucks. Crumble, Tony taking me to lunch,
Duncan.
And you too. And I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the list, y'all. Mm-hmm.
There's more online, but those are the ones we had time to get to today. Thank you.
I already know about Panda Express. I'm going there. And whoever texted that in, really appreciate you for reminding me.
If you're a part of, thanks for calling,
Riley. We appreciate you so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.
If you're a part of Club Applebee's, you get a free dessert and appetizer.
Ooh.
Dunkin', yes, includes a free birthday beverage coupon if you're a Dunkin' Perks member. Baskin-Robbins gives out free scoops on your birthday as long as you sign up for the birthday club emails. You have a lot to sign up for.
I got a lot of birthday clubs to sign up for.
You
right
have
now.
A lot of stuff you need to go do. Get online and start Dairy Queen, coupon for a free Blizzard. We have a lot to fill out.
I can't do that sitting here, man. Can we go?
Yeah, we got to go play commercials so we can get your free stuff. In case you missed it, I had a little bit of an announcement this morning. I mean, nothing major.
A little something slight.
Nothing major. Just the fact that, I mean, nothing big.
Nothing big. Never mind. We got nothing to say.
Anyway, hope everybody's having a great Friday.
It's been decent.
103.7 Kiss FM. Not only is today DZ's 30th birthday, I have to say the number because it's such a big one.
It is. It's a milestone. It is a milestone. I recognize that. As much as I'm against birthdays and don't necessarily, not against, but don't care for them, I recognize that 30's a big one, y'all.
It's
not everybody
huge.
Gets to see it, and I'm blessed to do.
And not only that, you made a big announcement a little bit earlier on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
We're having a baby, y'all. In case you missed it, I let the world know, you know, gave a birthday present back and told everybody we're expecting baby number two.
You and your wife, Erin.
Yeah, baby number two.
So Sammy is how old? He's going to be two in July.
July 24th is his birthday.
Next month. Oh,
next month. About a month away. It's
so
crazy.
So you are going to have, and then when's the new baby is due in?
In November.
Okay.
Let's just call it mid-November.
So they're 2 years apart, these two.
Right. They're going to be close
so
in
excited.
Age. And probably really, really close in size, which means we might have a referee situation on our hands. Get the boxing gloves out. Let these boys box it out. You know what I'm saying?
The last baby on this morning show was Hudson.
Really?
10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. He's turning 10. He's turning 10 in September. 10 years ago was the last baby on this morning show.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So the 10-piece? Oh, we got a next kiss baby
in the
house.
You're the next kiss baby.
I got to get another kiss tattoo. tattoo to commemorate. No, okay. I'm playing. Nope, I'm playing.
You said it. I heard it.
I ain't going to do
that. You're getting another kiss tattoo. You have one on your calf from years ago.
Yeah, next one's going to be on my forehead.
DZ lost a bet on the show, if you missed it, years ago, and he came in and actually got a Kiss FM tattoo on his calf.
Yeah.
And to this day still has it, thank God, since you ended up being on the morning show with me in the end.
Right.
Thank God.
Paid off.
Thank God you didn't get it removed. That would have been so awkward. But nonetheless, congratulations to you and Aaron.
It's a lot of big news going on, man, because not only that, but somebody today is also going to win the last VIP.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to talk about Ludacris when we're talking about you having a baby. Yes, we have Ludacris tickets at 7:45. So anyway, back to the baby. Okay, were you shocked when you found out?
No, not shocked.
Not at all.
Well, wasn't shocked. It was just more like right now? Oh, right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bet. And it was just a second to wrap my head around it. And it wasn't any type of like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. we're about to have another baby. But it was definitely like all right, here comes the next one.
Was Erin surprised when she found out you guys were pregnant?
No, I don't think either of us were really genuinely surprised. Again,
you knew you were shooting without the goal league. Let's be,
you know what I'm
let's
saying?
Let's be real.
Open that baby. Somebody gonna score, right? So
hopefully. And boy, did you score, DZ.
We weren't necessarily doing our best to not.
Sure.
You know, we weren't avoiding it. Let's just say that. So when it happened, when we knew, it was just kind of like, all right, bet. Here we go.
Well,
you know, the world works in mysterious ways, and it must mean it's time for the next one.
And now Erin's a teacher, so she'll have the summer to like rest a little bit, right?
Yes.
She's going through the rough part of the pregnancy.
Well, rest, but also move.
And then she'll go back and she'll have to leave again because she's going to go on maternity leave. It's great.
It's going to be crazy.
It's like a great, great way to do your job.
Double vacation, y'all.
Yes. No, I'm happy for you guys. I can't wait to meet the second baby.
Us either.
We're having a baby at Kiss FM, everybody. Get ready.
We're going to name the baby Kiss.
Really?
No.
Oh, damn. Okay.
No.
Fine. Well,
why'd you look at me with that serious face?
I don't know. Because you got a Kiss tattoo. Why not?
You a fool for that.
Why not?
You a fool. We're going to name the kid Allie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't tell me I'm a fool for that one, too, because I believed you for a second.
We named...
Somebody texted in and said, must have been a really good Valentine's Day, DZ.
Hey, y'all, chill, man. Chill. I see y'all do math.
And they texted in, happy birthday, DZ. And congratulations on the new baby on the way.
Thank you very much, y'all.
Yep. Another person texted in, oh, y'all got pregnant on V-Day. My birthday's November 12th. Oh. Natalie in Menominee Falls.
Everybody's a mathematician all of a sudden, huh? Y'all all of a sudden can crunch numbers real quick.
Well, at least you were getting along on Valentine's Day. We know that much.
We get along every day.
You made a baby.
Even when we don't.
All right. Well, congratulations to you and your wife. If you missed it, DZ announced that they're having a baby, and it's his 30th birthday. And we have Ludacris, the last chance at VIP tickets, coming up after Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, she wants to know today if she's a jerk for telling their homeless house guest they're eating too much food.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But they're homeless.
Yeah, but it's your food that you paid for.
Yeah, but they down and out. No more prejudgments.
I feel like
I got to hear it. I'm putting my hands behind my back so I don't keep doing mannerisms.
Here's what Jesse wrote in. Jesse said, my significant other and I invited a mutual friend in need to live with us, Sam, until he gets back on his feet. Otherwise, he was going to be homeless. Sam was in a rough spot. His car needed work. He was going to be carless on top of everything. So we agreed to give him a loan for the car repairs. A few thousand dollars. We've given him everything we can to help. Open fridge, gas money, bedroom, the works. Here's the issue. When my significant other and I make dinner, we make enough for two meals. Honestly, it can feed six people in one sitting. So three people in the house should be two full meals.
Yeah.
Every day, Sam will eat double what me and my significant other eat, and there will be no leftovers. Our food budget has more than doubled since this one extra mouth. Am I the jerk if I tell Sam he can't eat all the leftovers or mention how much food he's eating? I'm worried if I say something, then the agreed loan payments will be a dud. But if I don't say anything, the food will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to do something nice, and instead now I'm feeling guilty for even helping.
Right.
Allie and DZ, what do I do? Am I... Oh, I'm spilling coffee. Ah!
This is a good one. Got you spilling coffee.
I'm all worked up. Am I the jerk for telling our homeless house guest they're eating too much? All right, DZ, this is a rough place to be in. What do you think?
Well, this one's tough because... The way it lays out, this person is in arguably one of the worst places of their lives, right? So bad so that they're maybe feeling poor about themselves, in a depressive state, could be taking different measures to cope with, and that could be overeating.
They've done a lot.
They've done a lot, but it's hard to find employment for some people. And when, say, you lose your home and then you're in danger of losing your vehicle, you feel like you're at rock bottom and you don't know what to do with yourself. When you get somebody to help you out, I feel like you would normally do what you can to just be a fly on the wall, but this person is comfortable enough to where they're just
taking advantage,
living their life, right?
And
it's a little bit of an advantage being taken, exactly. This is terrible, though, because what do you do? What, if you say something to this person, you could continue to spiral them.
You've already given them thousands of dollars to fix their car. You've given them a place to live, and now they're eating all your food, and you're realizing everything's being taken for granted.
Well, you're burning money from every angle because you gave them some of your probably savings, right, to fix their car.
They're mooching
because they're eating all the food up, and let's be honest, they're not contributing to anything in the home because... homeless, possibly jobless. We don't know what the whole situation is, but whatever the situation is, you got somebody living off you, basically rent free, anything free, and farter free. So
the Sam has no self-awareness.
None.
Because he's in there literally eating all the food and taking everything and not caring. I'm sorry. I would be annoyed. I'd be like, okay.
A lack of self-awareness might be what got him in this position.
You've overstayed your welcome.
What do you do? Kick him out? No. I don't think you should kick him out.
No, because you don't want to kick him out. You just want him to stop eating all the damn food.
Right.
All right. Is Jesse the jerk if they tell the homeless house guest that he's eating too much? Because they're going broke. Now everybody's going broke. Now everybody's suffering because you're helping this guy out.
What if this is their only way to cope? Eating makes them feel good. And I say, like, I overeat sometimes out of stress. Like, I'll just eat and eat and eat and eat, and I have no perception of how much I'm actually eating. Right? Being homeless, all that aside, if this is about the food, maybe so.
It's about the money. It's not about the food.
It is about the money.
It's about the money already that they've given, and now they're giving more money through the food. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. They need to know what they're causing financial strain on the people they're living with.
It's becoming a burden, right? You were meant to help somebody out, and now that person is becoming a burden.
But are you really going to look a homeless person in the face and go,
Stop eating. Who knows when the last time was they had a good meal like that? Maybe you just cook so good.
It was every night. That's the problem. Oh. Sam's eating all their food. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next, and we're going to discuss if they should say something to the homeless house guest. Ooh, somebody said, kick him out.
Yikes. I'm undecided still, y'all.
All right. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Is Jesse a jerk for wanting to tell their homeless house guests they're eating too much? They've already given this guy, Sam, a place to stay until he gets back on his feet. He was going to be homeless. They've given him a couple $1,000s to fix his car. And now Sam's eating everything in their fridge. They're cooking dinner. They should have leftovers. They don't. Sam eats it all.
Do they label it as leftovers for lunch? No, they probably just put it in the fridge and let it be free.
There's
game.
Nothing to put in the fridge because Sam eats it all. That's the problem. Ugh. Delta is in Shorewood this morning. Let's talk to Delta first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Delta.
All right, Delta.
Hey.
Is Jesse a jerk if they tell their homeless house guests they're eating too much of their food?
No, Jesse is not a jerk.
Go on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually in a similar situation as her house guest.
Oh.
So I have someone who's paying to help me get a car, and I'm living with them. And the thing is like, if you got a job, you should be helping put food on the table.
Mm.
And if you don't got a job, there's things in place for you to be able to get food.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
To help put food on a table.
That is true.
So house guests should, even if they're eating it for, like DZ said, is like, even if they're eating it for, like, because they're feeling bad about themselves.
They're coping with food. Yes. Right. They're eating their feelings.
Right.
Yes.
There's ways to help put that food back on the table and not stress out the person who's helping them out.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
She's very right about that.
Just a conversation that needs to be done, but nicely, and bringing forth those options.
Yeah.
I love that.
So Delta says the house guest, because she's in the same position, mm-hmm. should know better, which makes Jesse not the jerk.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, she's not wrong. The house guest, Delta, right. The house guest should know better and should definitely be helping more as much as they can, right?
We're assuming people have common decency and awareness, right?
Delta at least does.
Delta does.
So we know Delta's good. Delta, uh-huh. we appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Tony Bye. Is in Racine this morning. Pull up his theme song, because Tony has something to say about this.
Uh-oh.
Tony!
What up again?
What up, what up?
He's really courting us today, isn't he?
This man's out here.
Hey, I'm trapping right now. What's up?
He's trapping right now, this man.
All right, Tony. Delta said not a jerk, but is Jesse a jerk for telling their homeless house guests to stop eating so much of their food?
I think she's a jerk.
Ooh, go on. Why?
Okay, so before you guys hate me, listen.
No, like, never, man. Stop it.
Listen. All right. You don't, I mean, obviously, you took in a friend that you know. You know his habits. You know the way he acts. You know the financial situation he's in.
Mm.
You know everything about him. So you have to take that in consideration to say, hey, I'm taking this person in. Our expenses are going to change versus, oh, I expect them to eat and live our lifestyle. That person's not you guys.
Oh.
That's like going to the store, buying a puppy, and being like, oh, no, you're only eating on a budget meal like we are.
Oh.
You're not going to return that puppy because your food is doubled.
Dad, you're so right, though.
But it's an adult.
But it's almost a responsibility, though, to say, if you're bringing somebody in under your wing, taking care of them, giving them money,
yeah.
you got to be available and able to do that. Because if you're not, you are putting yourself in a hole.
Right. That would be the case if it was a child or a pet. This is an adult, everybody. Yeah.
This is an adult that also lost his job, has financial hardships,
right.
and has nobody else to turn to.
And they're helping them.
Right, they're helping them. Yeah, but the people reached out and said, hey, we can help you.
Right.
You know, and so that means we're going to be there for you to cope.
Yep.
We're going to be there for your financial situation. We're
yep.
going to be there to loan you money, because obviously nobody else is willing to do that. So I'm saying to myself and my partner, we have the budget to do this.
Yeah.
If not, then you should not have offered. And I've been on both sides of the playing field.
Uh-huh.
And I only offer when I know I can financially afford it.
Ooh,
you don't
dang.
Have to give that person money.
Hold on.
If they say, hey, I'm short $2,000, you can be like, hey, we as a family cannot technically afford that much money, so I can't loan it to you, but you're still more than welcome to stay here and save as much money as you can to get through that situation.
Tony!
Tony's wrong, but okay.
No!
Tony,
that mic, you gonna say that mic drop moment yeah. was a wrong?
Tony's
oh
like,
my God.
You're just responsible because you took me in and now you owe me, and just because
no.
you should have been able to afford what I was taking from you. Shut up!
I think
no
he just
way.
Persuaded me to the yes, you're a
Stop
jerk
it.
Side. I ain't even gonna cap.
Stop it. If it was a kid or a pet, I would be with you, Tony.
But if somebody that has mental problems that obviously isn't getting help, and you offered. You don't offer if you can't financially help somebody or mentally help somebody.
I love it.
Your responsibility to sit down and talk about your finances with your partner and say, hey, can we afford to bring another mouth into this house that may possibly do this, 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 and that, because we know who he is.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I don't. But Tony, thank you for calling.
Tony says yes to jerk, though. We're split. We appreciate the call, man. Later, brother.
Yeah.
You have to respect someone else's house and their things and their stuff. And you already gave them a place to stay and thousands of dollars for their car, and now you should be giving them money to eat? No, thank
no,
you.
No, though that's all true, at the same time, you really shouldn't be allowing anybody mm-hmm. to come into your home and take advantage of whatever situation that you might have if you can't physically afford it. Everybody wants to be a good person, right? But not everybody can afford to be. Maybe this person needed to be homeless if this was where you were going to, if you were going to put yourself at a peril, mm-hmm. then you couldn't have helped them. Why mm-hmm. are you doing that then? You're making it worse for yourself. You're a martyr now.
Shannon is in West Dallas. We have to get to the tiebreaker because we're running so late on this morning because we can't stop arguing.
Why? Who said we arguing?
Me. Okay, Shannon in West Dallas. Good morning. Come on, DZ.
What you want me to do?
Where'd she go?
Exactly.
Oh, hell.
Exactly. You and the DZ. Come on, Allie.
Where did she go?
I don't know what just happened.
Oh, fine. Pick up four.
Ooh, we getting crazy out here. We got to cut that song up.
Oh, she got disconnected. Shannon texted.
No.
No.
Well, we got four. Who's on four?
Oh, no.
Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Mary.
Oh, hey, Mary.
Mary, congrats. You got to slide in as the tiebreaker this morning on Am I the Jerk.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
So what do you say? Yes to jerk, not the jerk if they call out their house guest for eating all their food.
Oh my goodness. She is not a jerk.
Amen. Oh. Amen.
Let me tell you something. That Tony is a jerk. Let me tell you something. That is, Allie, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. That is a grown man.
Yes, stop it already. Stop acting like people owe you stuff. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get a job. And how does he know that Jesse reached out to Sam or whatever his name is? Maybe Sam reached out to Jesse and begged and pleaded. And she felt bad and guilty and wanted to help.
Oh, saying like it felt like you couldn't say no situation because they were asking.
Well, they put you in a weird position and was like, I don't have anywhere to stay.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Exactly.
Which would make Sam a manipulator, by the way.
Mm, well, that changes the whole thing.
Look what he's doing.
He's taking, yeah.
So taking is he advantage. Not a manipulator?
No, he's taking advantage. Exactly. Tony says not the manipulator, though, but... Thank God, Mary. Well,
it doesn't matter what crazy Tony said, does it?
No.
Because Mary's in the house now. And she says, not the jerk for calling him out.
No.
Okay.
All right. And Mila texted in and said, thank you, Mary. Tony's totally a jerk.
We appreciate your call, Mary. Yes. Thank you for being the tiebreaker today.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Well, Tony might have gotten some people worked up today, or maybe he convinced a few it's okay. But either way, it's not the jerk.
Tony makes sense to me.
Jesse is allowed to say something to this house guest about eating all their food, according to our listeners. Facts. Coming up next, we are going to give you tickets to Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair. You're going to be going with DZ and I. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to be going.
We're going to be going, and we're bringing you with us. Your chance to win coming up next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. In case you missed it, it's DZ's 30th birthday.
Show is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I feel a year older.
You are. You are a year older. And you have made a big announcement this morning.
Another big announcement besides, you know, a couple of things. Besides the house. We're having a baby!
Congratulations. You and Aaron having your second.
We're having a baby. We're having a kiss baby. The first kiss baby in 10 years.
10 years. Hudson was the last one. I'm going to tell Hudson, you're not the star anymore.
Look at you. You're not the baby on Kiss FM anymore.
He's going to be so upset. I'm like, you're not the baby.
Well, and then he's going to realize whose baby it is and realize, oh, okay, still in the fam.
They're going to be so excited when I tell my boys that you guys are having another baby. Trust me. It's going to be awesome.
Wait, how come you get to tell them? Can't we tell them?
You could tell them.
No, I'm playing.
You don't care.
I'm playing, though.
All right. Well, we're very happy for you and your wife. Happy birthday. Happy second baby. And let's give away this last pair of VIP suite tickets.
Let's make somebody else happy.
Somebody's going to see Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair with us. They're going to get to bring a friend on Friday, August 11th. Mm. We've been doing this all week. Today is your last chance. 414-533-1037. I'm going to go with caller number 30 because I want to hear some of this song.
Caller 30?
I had to do Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on.
We all know Ludacris in this song is money. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and we have got your last chance at these tickets to see Ludacris with us at the Wisconsin State Fair in our VIP suite area.
Mm. All right, when you say that, it sounds so fire.
It's going to be fire. Sarah is in Sheboygan this morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What you doing up there in Sheboygan today?
I am headed to work.
Oh, well, that sounds kind of fun.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I am in customer service.
Oh, God nice. Help you.
Nice.
You poor thing.
God bless you.
Bless
honestly.
Your soul. You deserve a night out, let me tell
you. You do. I mean, would you go to Luda if you got the chance to?
Definitely.
Hey, well, you're calling Betty.
Yay!
Sarah, you get to bring a friend, and you're going to Ludacris not only at the Wisconsin State Fair, but with DZ and I, and you get to stay in our private VIP area. What's up, girl?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time, and we can't wait to meet you and hang out with you and sing all the songs together.
That's right. Let's get you up out of Sheboygan for a night and bring you down to this neck of the woods.
Get a DD. It's on.
Uh-huh. Might get a hotel. It's on. Oh, might as well stay out in the city.
You know what? You can stay at DZ's. He's open.
If we got a house by that in, you're welcome to.
You can eat all his food. You can drink all his drinks.
You can just mooch off me. That's fine.
He's cool with it.
There you go.
As long as you're cool with babies.
I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
As long as you're fine getting up in the middle of the night with the baby.
That's right. You're Sarah, taking a turn.
Sarah, congratulations.
I can do that too. Thank you.
Yeah, Sarah. Hold on. We got to get a little bit of info from you, okay, though? But we're going to see Luda August 11th.
Hold on, girl.
Yay.
The good news is, next week at this time, we're going to have more tickets for something else to give away. You're going to have to be here Monday morning to find out what it is.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely not telling you, like, right now.
The winning's ramping up because it's summer. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Monday morning, be here to find out what we've got for you next. And tickets for Ludacris go on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you didn't win this week, buy them.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I started to notice yesterday, DZ, that everyone was posting all these pictures and videos from New York City.
Yeah.
Because all of the smoke from these fires in Canada has descended into New York City, and it was reaching as far as Philadelphia. I saw some of our friends in Philly posting the air quality. It was like you couldn't even see 20 feet in front of you.
And that's crazy.
It was crazy.
It's not smog. It's not fog.
It's smoke.
It's literal wildfire smoke, and it turned the town orange.
It's really bad for you to inhale any of that.
It's a health hazard.
They're telling people, obviously, to wear masks or keep your windows closed. Mm-hmm. Don't go outside and just walk around for fun.
You got people getting, like, legit respirators back again, and they're doing air purifiers. Like, people are screaming and running out to buy an air purifier for their home. Mm-hmm.
There's
it's crazy.
A reason people end up with issues years later, and they have to go deal with this stuff. So nonetheless, that's what's going on over New York City.
Right.
So what does Shawn Mendes decide to do? He decides that he's going to tease a new song that he's got with a picture of New York City and the wildfire smoke. So you can barely see anything. You know it's New York City. It's covered in smoke. And across it, he wrote, What the Hell Are We Dying For? Which is the name of his song.
Oh, the name of the new single?
But he wrote it across a picture of New York City dealing with this. And people were like, hold on. Are you trying to profit off a natural disaster?
What kind of cryptic message is it, bro? Did you start these fires to promote a song? Did you start these fires, Sean? No, I'm playing. He didn't start, obviously.
Somebody on Instagram commented, people are dying in wildfires and getting sick from the poor air quality.
Yeah.
And you really decided to make it your aesthetic for your new song?
Oh, rah, rah, rah.
I mean, and somebody else said he literally used a picture from yesterday as an album cover. Oh, he's lost his damn mind. So,
I mean, it's a little weird, right?
He left it up. People are saying, did he actually commercialize New York's climate?
That's exactly what he did.
He totally did.
That's exactly. He commercialized New York's climate because everybody was taking a picture, right? It's an anomaly. When have you ever seen New York orange? It's the Big Apple, not the Big Orange.
Yeah.
It was the Big Orange. It's been the Big Orange the last couple days.
Well, Sean had no shame in his game. It is still up on his Instagram and his social media, and I guess he's leaving it there, even though he's getting lit up.
Some of us just don't get it.
And Sean is the first one on that list. The end. Nobody can get through to say happy birthday to you, DZ. Sean from Milwaukee said he's been trying to get through on the phones. They're just so busy, but he wanted to say congratulations on the baby.
Congratulations on the announcement. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And happy birthday, DZ. So today you turn 30.
Yes.
And then you announce to the world, the city of Milwaukee, that you and Aaron are having another baby.
30 years ago to the day, almost to the hour, my mother birthed me.
Who was the first person to say happy birthday?
The first person to say happy birthday? Mm-hmm. My wife.
Who was the first person to text you happy birthday?
Nobody.
Not even now?
Nobody.
Nobody texted you happy
birthday? Oh, never mind. My guy texted me. One of my guys texted me.
You're such a liar. There's no way nobody said happy birthday.
People know I'm not big on birthdays, so they know I don't care for it, so why would you do that? Like, I'm not huge on it, you know, but if you do text me, it's fine. No, my wife has wished me happy birthday. You've wished me happy birthday. Everybody else has wished me happy birthday since I've been here. But other than that, I could go an entire day on my birthday without hearing anybody say happy birthday and be just fine.
That's not happening around here.
I know, not with y'all.
No, it's not. No, it's. Why do you have an issue with birthdays?
It's never been something that I've necessarily cared about, and I couldn't tell you what really brought me into this world of not caring for my birthday. But I care for other birthdays. I care for my son's birthday. I care for my wife's birthday. Maybe it's the fact that I don't like attention on me. You know, and I get real awkward when it's like somebody singing happy birthday or you're out at a restaurant and they make you sit on the saddle. And I don't do that stuff,
You
man.
Don't want me to go happy birthday to you.
If you're going to do it, I ain't going to disrespect you. But I don't feel like I need those things. Let's just say that.
Right. Somebody texted in, happy dirty 30 DZ.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you.
Okay. So what I find is funny about you, though, is that you say you don't like the attention and you don't like your birthday. But then we were talking about how your birthday was coming up last Friday. And you said, it's about to be my birthday week and I can go spend money and do whatever I want. And I said, ah, it's true. The week of our birthday. Why are we like this?
Why we get so finessful on the week of our birthday?
We're like, oh, I can afford whatever I want. Like,
anything I want.
You get to eat out as much as you want. You see something at the store, it's like, oh, it's my birthday week. I can afford this. Yep. Even if I can, it's mine. Oh,
I want it. I'm going to buy it.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
It's my birthday week. Why are we like that?
You know what? I don't know why we're like that. I feel like maybe it's not. I don't want to call it a coping mechanism, but it's a way to bring joy to yourself
and make excuses for all the stuff we don't do when it's not our birthday.
That part. Because normally I don't got a problem spending money, right? Yeah. But then it's a lot easier when you know a quote unquote special day is around the corner to be like, well, I could justify buying these shoes or this shirt or
it's my birthday.
Let's go to dinner today. I mean, it's not my birthday today. Day, but it's gonna be my birthday later. So
that's what I did when I was buying that perfume. Funny. Remember, I went shopping for perfume, and I'm like, oh, it's my birthday. I can spend whatever I want.
That's right.
But if it was not my birthday, you think I'm spending $100? No, there's no way I'm spending $100 on perfume.
But you got to treat yourself.
But now it's my birthday,
and you
I deserve it, don't I? The things we tell ourselves, it's like I can afford it today.
Well, maybe there's something in there though, because I feel like there's some people that want to get treated, and then there's people that want to treat themselves. I would rather treat myself on my birthday than to have other people treat me.
Okay.
Right? And maybe that's why I find birthdays weird.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm curious, like, because you seem like you're the type that would like to be all day, every day.
I want attention and I want to be spoiled 365. Okay?
Give it to me, baby.
Screw my birthday. Bring it 365 days a year.
Uh-huh.
That's the only method. You think you only get to be nice to me one day? Please.
I mean, well, yeah, because it's probably a decent split of people that either like to be catered to or want to cater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the type that wants to be catered to. Mm. As much as I do enjoy being catered to.
You didn't flinch when I brought a dozen Dunkin' Donuts in this morning.
I didn't reject the gift. You feel me? Like, you brought in donuts and I didn't go, ew, it's because it's my birthday. Like, I'm not going to unwelcome a welcome surprise.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to go out of their way. Like, I feel bad because you went and got me donuts.
Oh, stop.
Even
it.
Though I appreciate
Come
it.
Come on.
For no, real. For real. That's how I operate. I don't know.
Somebody texted in and said, oh my God, it's my 49th birthday and I just spent $500 at Target. So, like, they're telling themselves the same thing. It's
they
my
are.
Birthday. I can buy whatever I want, even whether I have it or not.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's the discussion this morning then. What type of birthday person are you? You can always call and say happy birthday to DZ, obviously. 414-533-1037. But are you one of those people who decides you get to spend all the money you want and you can go broke because it's your birthday and it's just your excuse? Or are you one of those who likes to spoil others and show up with the cake and the sash and the donuts and plan the party? Which one are you?
How do you celebrate your birthday?
How do you celebrate? We're going to take your calls and your texts next for sure. 414-533-1037. By the way, Doja Cat, I just saw her in her string bikini with her new man.
Uh-huh.
She's something else. Let me tell you. Kiss FM. She's hot, though. 103.7 Kiss FM. It is DZ's 30th birthday today, and the phone lines are lit up. Are you ready for this?
Nope. Never am. Never will be. But here we are.
Pick up one. It's Jamie in South Milwaukee. My girl, Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jamie. Good morning. How you doing today?
I am doing swell. It's finally Friday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I know that's right.
And it's DZ's birthday, and we're talking birthdays. Are you the type that spoils yourself or wants to be spoiled on your birthday?
Honey, I'm going broke. I'm not even the same person. I'm buying a plane, flying somewhere. I'll worry about the expense the next day when I'm me again.
Say, honey, I'm going broke. I'm going into debt when it's my birthday. I don't care.
She's just like you, DZ. You were like, it's my birthday week. I get to do what I want, spend what I want, be who I want.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Yes.
Boom. And then regret it all next week when I'm broke.
Pretty much.
That's okay, though, because today is your birthday.
That's right.
DZ, today is your day.
That's exactly it. I feel like we go all a year. Yeah, we have the occasional, like, holidays, things to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But it's your birthday. It's a one day to finally say, like, it's about me and I can be selfish and yeah. that's okay.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot. Mm. And I have trouble doing that. But then sometimes I'm like, no, I'm going to be selfish.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me today. It's my day.
You get to do whatever you want today.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right, Jamie, you and DZ renting planes on your birthday. Noted.
Private jet gang.
I already went through Starbucks for us today.
Let's go. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about,
Jamie.
That's
another method. You use somebody else's birthday to celebrate yourself as well.
Are you kidding me? 100%. Little fake birthdays all over town.
All right, Jamie. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later and happy birthday again.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Bye.
Lindsay is in Muskego. And Lindsay earned her own theme song, but she couldn't decide what she wanted it to be this morning. So we don't have one for her yet. She has picked the Jonas Brothers. It will be in the next time she calls. Go ahead, hit her.
We got it.
There's no theme song. We're good.
We got it.
Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy birthday, DZ.
Thank you, Lindsay. Mm-hmm.
What kind of birthday?
Oh, you're so welcome.
What kind of birthday person are you, Lindsay?
So you know what? I used to be the type that would celebrate it all week because my grandma's birthday is the 17th and I'm the 16th. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, oh man, if anything ever happened, that'd be like the saddest time is my birthday. So we would celebrate for a week. And now I'm more like, I celebrate everyone's birthday just as much as I would want to celebrate mine. I figure it's the one day out of the year without this day. You would not be here in my life, and I'm so grateful for it. Let's celebrate it up.
Aww. That's amazing. That's a really great outlook on that.
That's how I look at birthdays, honestly. I think they're better than any other holiday of the year.
Ooh, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
I love the person that texted in. Sounds like birthdays bring out the Karen in all of us. That's right. We do what we
goodness.
Want when we want. We're entitled. We say it's our day.
And I'm calling the cops.
Back up.
Stop it, y'all.
That's
no, but
awesome.
I really love that. No, I definitely really love that, yeah. Lindsay. Just it's about the appreciation in the moment. The fact that without this day, without mm-hmm. today, without everything that brought you to this day,
you wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be here, yeah. Mm-hmm. And your birthdays are so reflective. You look at what you did, what you went through this past year, and you're like, dang. And then you're like, well, shoot, I'm 30. That's like halfway to this point.
Right.
Where will I be then? You know, like it's such a reflective time. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I just mm-hmm. love birthdays. They're my jam.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a milestone birthday. I can't deny that on
it
y'all.
It is. Thanks for calling, Lindsay.
Yeah. You guys have a great day.
You too. We appreciate you. We'll have your song next time. We mm-hmm. promise.
Oh, you got it.
All right. Bye.
All right. We got three more people lined up, and they all just want to say happy birthday to you, and they're all characters. Let's start with Mila in Milwaukee right now.
Oh, snap. Girl. Mila's on the line.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Good morning, Mila.
Good morning, DZ. Man, happy dirty 30 to you, brother.
So, what is going on?
Knowing your day, I had to have a moment of realization. I am old enough to be your mom, so I'm going to stop being so hard on you. Your birthday is actually 2 months prior to my son.
Oh, really?
My son will be a dirty 30 this year, too, August 10th, I swear.
Oh, snap. And it's August 10th? That's a couple days before my wife's birthday.
You don't have to be nice to him because he's your son's age.
You really don't. You
I keep
being,
nice.
You can keep being Mila. She said
I didn't say nice.
Nice.
I said not so hard.
She did. She really did.
Yeah.
Mila,
you know, I love you, but I wouldn't be me if I didn't get you slack.
I still need the backhand, Mila. You ain't wrong. Mm-hmm. You ain't wrong. You know, now that you know.
Oh, you enjoy your day. I love you so much.
We love you back,
this is
Mila.
So awesome.
Thank you so much.
Dirty, dirty,
dirty. Brought a smile
happy
to
birthday,
my face.
Dirty, dirty.
Mila, yes. Before you leave, he hates it when people sing happy
Stop
birthday.
It.
So
Don't
I say me and you.
You know what?
Right
DZ,
now.
My mom died on my birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Boom. Thank you,
y'all. You better take it.
That was great. And I will gladly with an open heart, open arms, Mila. Love and appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling,
You're
girl.
You're welcome, honey. Have a wonderful day.
You
y'all.
Too, Mila. Bye.
Bye bye.
She's always so fun. Gabby,
I love Mila. She's a ball of fire, man.
Gabby's in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. Good morning. Please don't sing.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Gabby just wanted to call and say happy birthday, so we got her in.
Of course. Well, I'd greatly appreciate mm-hmm. that. Anybody wishing me well, wishing me a happiness and a great day on the day of my birth. Listen,
nice.
I honor you back. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Gabby. You have a great day.
Appreciate you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, he's been trying to get in. He's got his own theme song. Sean is calling in Milwaukee this morning, and he wants to talk to you too, DZ. Sean.
Morning, Sean.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, DZ?
You know, man, just, you know, feeling 30.
Yeah, feeling the dirty 30, huh?
I am, man, even though I showered this morning.
Hey, you got to shower every morning.
You're going to be dirty all year.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And, like, I said happy birthday, but I think the real thing I want to say is congratulations on the baby. That's, like, that's huge, you know?
Thank you. Thank you, man. It is huge.
You already seem like the best parent. You guys, all the stories you guys say on the air is just awesome, and I'm happy that you guys are bringing another child into this world.
This is this one's our baby. This was a kiss baby, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody gonna have to hold us down for this one.
Jeezy's having a kiss baby.
So can we
gotta have a theme song get together for the kiss baby.
Aww. You know what? I'll throw him a baby shower, even though it's the second one.
I was gonna say we can't do a baby shower for the second one. Well, y'all don't like that.